This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, and Sweet Galby on the board coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. The number is the same to call and or text. It's 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up on Monday, we are going back beyond the cheese.
Ooh.
We haven't done that for a while.
Yeah.
This is the segment where we like to highlight industries in Wisconsin that are not necessarily related to the dairy industry, which is one of the things that we are best known for. But very much looking forward to talking to Stephen Arizano. He's going to be joining us from Wisconsin Knitwear. And it's a little knitwear company in Milwaukee, been there for ages.
Yeah.
Been there for ages and ages. And so he's actually going to come in studio and talk about Wisconsin Knitwear and how it all got started. This started as, I believe, his grandfather's company.
Oh, wow.
There's a great story behind it. So, and if you ever have a Beyond the Cheese you think would be great for us to highlight.
Yeah.
And again, this can be any industry in Wisconsin that is not involved in the dairy industry. Send us an email. Go to Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says, at civicmedia.us. Beyond the Cheese, coming back on Monday, January 6th. It's 11:53 Calvin right now. That means it's time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Saw this headline yesterday from Fox 6 Milwaukee. Headline reads, this is from the Fox News digital team. Headline reads, Whitefish Bay sinkhole. Driver ignores road closure sign. Roadway collapses. There are photos.
Oh, the photos are...
Oh, you should see the photos.
The photos will be in the... They're in there.
A vehicle fell into a sinkhole in Whitefish Bay on Christmas Day. Police say the road was closed at the time of the incident. Shortly before 11 a.m., there was a water main break. Crews put up a road closed sign while they were working on the issue because the road was unstable, but that did not stop this guy. A motorist drove around the road closed signs, and the subsequent weight of the vehicle caused the road to partially collapse, sucking up his rear, his right front tire and the right front bumper. The hole continued to expand, and the vehicle settled a little more into the hole, getting a little comfy there. Those sinkholes can go really deep. This guy's really lucky.
This guy's very lucky. I am... Look, I'm not going to cast aspersions or...
Cast.
Or make generalizations, but trying to find out what make this car is. Because in a world like I lived there. I lived in Whitefish Bay for a few years. Sometimes people just that sign doesn't have to do with me.
Right.
I've got
road closed, not me. They don't mean me.
My Lexus has to take me places. My luxury car has to deliver me to my abode.
The vehicle that got stuck in the sinkhole after ignoring the road closed signs did have to be winched out by a tow company. This stands out to me because my husband works for a municipality where they are currently replacing lead lines.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, my husband came home from work and said, you're not going to believe what happened. They had just closed up the hole because they're replacing lead lines and there was fresh concrete poured in a pretty large section.
Okay.
Pretty large section.
Yeah.
It's all taped off. There's orange barrels everywhere. Yeah. Do not cross. Do not come here. Do not. Four vehicles drove into the freshly poured concrete. 4 over the span of like 3 hours.
That's when you need to put up those like concrete dividers in front of that stuff so people can't even get through, period.
I think you just leave them there.
I mean, the picture of the car is Looney Tunes-esque. It's not like, it almost should come with like a sound effect that goes boing, boing, boing. Like, it's just so dumb. So, so dumb.
You know, if it says road closed.
Yeah.
And it says do not cross.
Yep.
Or danger. That does apply to you. I hate to be the one to point this out, but it means you too.
And now, I mean, this looks like a solid $5,000, if not more, dollars in damage.
Definitely. They probably screwed up the suspension.
The suspension, the balance of the tires, the front end. I mean, everything is just ruined. It almost looks like it was photoshopped into the hole.
It really does. We'll put this in the show notes. You can find the show notes at civicmedia.us. Click on shows, click on Matt Nair on Air, and then go to today's show, hour number 2 of today's show, and we will have a link in there so you can follow this and check out the photos yourself of the guy who decided to drive through the road closed sign and then drove into a sinkhole. That wraps up today's edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you guys, absolutely nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I mean that sincerely. I hope you find some joy over the weekend, even if it's just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. News is coming up next, followed by Todd Alba. Keep it right here on the incredible Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you Monday.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.